The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm here with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
We have with us a special guest, Nancy Burns. She's known as the Reverse Mortgage Lady. She's a loan officer. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here with us. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we review many real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We are also a quality service award-winning office through Century 21 for many, many years. We deliver dreams and change lives for the better. We appraise, list, and sell property. Feel free to
email us during the week if you have any questions. You can send them to questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab and you can watch what's going on at Dunmore Corners. Right now, the bank is building a new building, so it's kind of fun to watch. And we get 10,000 hits a month on that camera. It's unbelievable.
Fun to watch.
Yeah, well, I think it is.
Yeah, well,
obviously, I have no life.
Okay, look us up on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Instagram. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. And also worth mentioning, Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate's been in business for over 40 years. Nancy Burns, please tell me about you. You're known as the Reverse Mortgage Lady. You are a loan officer. Tell me with whom and how long you've been doing what you do.
Well, thank you again. My name is Nancy Burns. I am a loan officer with Retirement Funding Solutions. We are one of the top five lenders that specializes in reverse mortgages. And last year, we were acquired by Mutual of Omaha Bank. So now I am able to do reverse mortgages all across the country.
So Florida, California.
The only ones we're restricted right now, and we're working on those, is Hawaii, which I would love for somebody to call me and offer to let me do business in Hawaii, and waiting on the state of New York. But other than that, I think
New
we're
York.
Covered.
Wow. Why does that not?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That does not surprise me, New York. Right. Okay. Well, I'm sure you'll work that out. Okay. So how long have you been doing this?
I've been a loan officer about 30 years. I've been specializing in reverses for about the last 18.
Okay, great. So you know your stuff. And we're going to talk about reverse mortgages today. How can a reverse mortgage benefit someone?
Really, what is it first, I guess, right?
Well, a reverse mortgage is that. It is just a mortgage. Minimum age requirement is 62 for at least one of the borrowers, if it's a husband and wife. Minimum age 62, it allows you to use some of the equity in the house during retirement. It's the best way to describe it. The primary use, though, is a lot of times what we found out is about 65% of the people going into retirement still have a regular mortgage, which means they still have a mortgage payment. You could refinance into a reverse and eliminate the mortgage payment. What it basically allows you to do is borrow money, pay off that other mortgage. You're not required to make payments on it. The interest gets added to the balance, and then you wouldn't pay it back until you sold the house or, God forbid, you've passed away and your heirs sell the house. That's when the loan would get paid back.
Okay. Are there any negative aspects of a reverse mortgage?
Well, unfortunately, there's been a lot of negative news or negative press about it, some of which is usually because of the misinformation or the lack of information. Your negative side would be, I probably would not recommend a reverse mortgage for somebody if they think they're going to sell the house in the immediate future. As with any mortgage, you're going to have closing costs. So if you're not going to keep the house for a reasonable period of time, it's not really worth it or cost effective to do any kind of refinancing. If you're going to stay there, then it is something to consider. What I consider the most important thing is it's all about cash flow. How's your cash flow working in retirement? So if your income has decreased because maybe you're just on Social Security or Social Security and a pension, you may want to get rid of that mortgage payment so that your cash flow works better during the month.
So in a typical mortgage, we could, if we purchase a house, we could incorporate our property taxes and our homeowner's insurance into our payment. And so how does it work with a reverse mortgage?
Well, you bring up a very important point. As a homeowner, everyone is still responsible for taxes and insurance. And even as a reverse mortgage customer, you still own the home. So you are still responsible for taxes and insurance, which is one of the things that we look at to qualify you as far as your ability to pay those items in the future. If, let's just say, you were not able to pay those in the future, we can set up an escrow, but we're going to be taking some of that money out of your loan proceeds so that the bank can pay those taxes moving forward.
Right. So the property owner still owns the home.
Correct.
That's another piece of information that people don't understand.
Yeah, it's a big misconception. Anybody that owns property has a legal document called a deed. The deed says you own the property, and it'll have the legal description of that property and who you bought it from, maybe possibly the price. The mortgage is a second legal document that gets recorded at the courthouse that says you owe money on the house, whether it's a regular mortgage or a reverse or a home equity or a line of credit. It still says publicly that you owe money on that house, so that when you do sell it and you're now going to transfer the deed to somebody else, that bank needs to be paid.
Okay, so the requirement to pay back the loan occurs when?
Obviously, when you sell the house. If you sell the house, any mortgage has to be paid back. In this instance, with the reverse, is if you move out and you're out of the house for more than 12 months. That doesn't mean you can't go on vacation or be a snowbird or anything, but if you're out of the house for more than 12 months, the bank wants to be paid back. You can't turn that house into a rental property and assume that you can continue with the reverse. The other reason why it would have to be paid back is if you didn't pay taxes or insurance, because the sheriff still has the authority to start foreclosure or sheriff sale if taxes aren't paid. So then the bank wants to get paid back as well.
Okay.
One of the other features that we didn't talk about, I've talked primarily about paying off a mortgage, is let's assume you had a small mortgage and you wanted to help that cash flow. Other ways that you can take the proceeds from the loan might be a monthly check, which could be for the rest of your life or for a certain period of time. That's always considered loan proceeds. It's not income, so it doesn't affect you from a tax point of view. You can obviously take a lump sum and put money in the bank, although you want to take into consideration any other public programs that you might be on, like PACE or PACENET or anything like that, where there's asset requirements to qualify. And your third option, which is really a great option, is the line of credit. The line of credit lets that money stay there and wait in limbo so that you can use it when you need it. You're not charged interest on it until you use it. And you may only use it once a year, possibly to pay your taxes or your homeowners, or the what ifs. What if the water heater breaks? What if you need a new roof? Any of those kind of things. So the other wonderful feature about a reverse line of credit is the money that's available in the line of credit continues to grow while it's sitting there and you're not using it. So say you started with a $50,000 line of credit. Next year, you might have $52,000 or $53,000 available to borrow, because it's going to grow at the same interest rate that you're being charged on the money that you've used.
What a wonderful tool in retirement, where you have money growing instead of...
And that's regardless of what happens to the house value. We never know what's going to happen with house values. You're going to be the expert on that. But that line of credit will grow regardless of what happens to the house value. So say you put this into place at 65, and at 75, now you need in-home care. That line of credit grew for 10 years, and now you have the ability to maybe pay for modifications like a ramp or railings or a new bathroom, or for private duty nurses or some kind of assistance.
A lot of people, when they hear reverse mortgage, they automatically put up a wall, and they're afraid or they're scared, and they have a lot of fear regarding them. So, you know, the way you're explaining it sounds all good to me. So it's an option.
It's definitely an option to look at, and I'll be the first one to tell you if it's not the best thing for you, but it's worth the conversation around the kitchen table. It's worth it to look at the options if you're going to stay in the house, if you're looking at cash flow. And the other thing is, if you use some of the equity in the house, you may not have to draw down on those IRA or investments account, especially if it's when the market has gone down and those values have decreased, which we've seen over the last month or two. You might want to let those investment accounts kind of recoup a little bit before you start taking the money out.
So can the loan exceed the value of the property?
Yes. In this instance, what I've been talking about is the FHA reverse mortgages or home equity conversion mortgages, which is what HUD calls them. You do pay mortgage insurance, and that's one of the reasons why I say if you're going to stay in the house, because you do have closing costs with this, one of your closing costs is upfront mortgage insurance. But the mortgage insurance is ensuring you and your heirs is that you're never responsible for the balance of the loan that exceeds the value of the house. So let's just say you sell the house for 100 and you owe 110. HUD can't come back after you or your family for that extra $10,000. The house is what pays it back, not you.
Okay. Now, you mentioned closing costs. It's also out there that the closing costs for a reverse mortgage may be typically higher than a regular conventional mortgage, a traditional mortgage.
Well, and that is true if you're comparing them. And the big difference is that mortgage insurance that I was just speaking of, that is 2% of whatever the appraised value is of the house. The other closing costs are very typical for a regular mortgage. Your appraisal, credit report, title insurance, recording fees, any legal fees that would go with it, and then whether or not you pay an origination fee or points.
So is that all rolled in?
Normally, it's all financed into the loan. The only thing we ask for up front would be the deposit towards the appraisal. Because say they do the appraisal and it doesn't come in at the value that will work or the value you were expecting, you can't cancel it at that point, and you would be not obligated for anything else.
Okay, interesting. With this,
there's one other thing if I could mention. Another safety feature is anybody that does a reverse mortgage is also required to do what they call counseling. That means besides talking with a loan officer like myself, you're also going to talk to somebody that's been approved by HUD to make sure you're educated on what this product actually is.
And how long is that?
You can do it over the phone, usually 45 minutes to an hour.
We're not talking a four-week program.
No. It's usually I try to meet with the person, explain things to them, give them all the disclosures and lots of information to read. Then they're going to meet with the counselor either on the phone or in person. Most people do it on the phone. They're going to review that same information, and then they'll give them a little certificate or diploma that says, hey, you did the counseling, and then you have a six-month time period in order which you can apply.
Okay. With us today is Nancy Burns, loan officer. She's known as the reverse mortgage lady. How does someone get in touch with you and also read up on this or check you out on the web?
I do have the website, reversemortgagelady.com, or useyourhomeinretirement.com. Either one of them will take you to my website. I meet with people at their kitchen table, so you can always call me for an appointment at 570-586-1554.
The company you're with is Retirement Funding Solutions, bought out by Mutual of Omaha Bank.
Correct.
Okay. We're headed towards a break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to make an announcement, please?
Yes, I would. We would like to welcome Cheryl Zeinel to our office at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Cheryl is a dedicated agent with a drive to serve everyone looking for the right home. Cheryl has been a realtor since 2002, and she has enjoyed great success. She has a great knowledge of Northeastern PA and its home. She's been a top producer in her former company by always keeping the best interests of her clients first. Cheryl was born and raised in the Green Ridge section of Scranton, and she has a degree in psychology from Marywood University. I think that degree in psychology comes in very handy when you're dealing with people in real estate. She moved out of the area and became homesick, and she moved back in 2017, and she now resides in Archbold with her family. She is now an apprentice appraiser. She is also a member of the Scranton Board of Realtors, the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors, and the National Association of Realtors. Cheryl takes great pride in being a realtor, and she will guide you with your dreams in the largest purchase you will probably ever make. Cheryl says, it is my job and personal goal to compassionately and professionally serve people in their needs. We would like to welcome Cheryl Zinal to our office at Century 21 Jack Ruddy.
Yes, Cheryl is a wonderful addition.
We just keep adding people all the time. Yes. It's like every week I'm just making announcements.
Yeah, well, keep on making them.
That's
I
right,
like
that's
that.
That's right. Yes. I like it too.
Right. So I have
statistics?
I have 2019 predictions.
Oh, predictions.
Yes, made by Realtor.com.
You
so listen
up. Lottery numbers over there?
That yeah, like well, to that would be wonderful.
I'll write them
but
down.
I don't have those. But in the meantime, I will give you some Realtor.com predictions for 2019. Gee, we didn't see this coming. Both mortgage rates and home prices will be higher in 2019.
Boy, whoever didn't see that one coming.
Didn't see that one coming. So in Realtor.com's 2019 National Housing Forecast, they're predicting that there will be small increases of up to 7% in inventory levels. However, most of that additional inventory will be in the higher end upscale property section, but more housing should be coming as single family housing starts. Those are new, that's new construction. That's expected to increase to 8%. Mortgage rates are expected to reach 5.5%. So
that's really still cheap.
That is very low, considering. I mean, you've been doing it 30 years, Nancy. You saw them in
back,
the teens.
Back in the 80s, my first mortgage was at 15%.
There wow. you go. See that? So millennials will be responsible for 45% of mortgages compared to 37% of the Generation X group. And those are the people born in the mid-60s to the mid-80s. And then 17% of baby boomers. Existing home sales are expected to drop by 2% compared to last year. And several Pennsylvania metros are expected to see increases in both prices and sales. Allentown, Bethlehem, Easton is predicted to see a 4.6% sales growth and a decline of price by 0.9%, while Harrisburg, Carlisle area is expected to see a decrease of sales by 1.4% and an increase of cost by 4.3%. In Philadelphia, that's DC's area,
yes.
Sales are expected to decrease 1.6%, while prices will increase 0.2%. Pittsburgh will see growth in sales by 3.8% and price by 2.6%. And this is what you've been waiting for. The Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, Hazleton area will see a growth in sales to 3.9%. Hey, we'll take that, right? While prices will go up 2%.
Wow, we're always behind the curve, aren't we?
Yes. Well, and in this case, we'll take it, right? Well, hopefully the predictions are accurate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back.
The talented team of professionals at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. They're not just real estate agents. They're agents of change. They're on a never-ending quest for the best for you and your family. They can help you find exactly, precisely what you want at this time in your life. A computer, a website, an app, and a listing by itself can't do that. They're obsessed with better and deliver extraordinary, embracing the what if, not just the what's been done before, with a level of accountability and honesty not found anywhere else in the real estate industry. Don't settle for average, okay, or just all right. This change in your life is monumental. And there's only one Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate that will help you rock that change. Call 570-344-6724 and visit jruddy.com. JRUDDY.com. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
You're rejoining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, a quality service award-winning office, and we're on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Zavanni.
How are you today?
Wonderful. How are you?
Good. I have some questions.
I know you do, but before you do, I'm going to reintroduce Nancy Burns, the reverse mortgage lady. You're a loan officer with Retirement Funding Solutions, which was just bought out by Mutual of Omaha Bank.
Correct. Thanks
Good
for
morning.
Having me.
That's a mouthful. You're welcome. Thanks for being here because you're very passionate about reverse mortgages, and they can be a valuable retirement planning tool that can greatly increase the retirees' income streams by using their largest assets, their homes. And the best part about a reverse mortgage is that, unlike conventional mortgages, there are no payments involved. Instead, the lender pays me, if I'm the borrower, right, either through a lump sum, monthly payments, or a line of credit.
Or a combination of all three.
That must be interesting.
Well, that's what's nice, is you can customize it for the borrower, because everybody's in a different situation.
Okay.
Yeah, you were talking before. You says you could get a line of credit. So say my home was paid off and I want a reverse mortgage. You said you have a line of credit and the line of credit goes up. But when that line of credit goes up, I'm not paying any interest on the line of credit. But there's more money available each year. How does that work?
Correct. You've got the concept. It's an interesting concept. One of your choices for how you receive the money is a line of credit. So if you put money from what you're approved into that line of credit, that kind of sits there in limbo waiting for your desire to use it. Okay. While it's sitting there, it grows.
Paying any credit on it any interest on it while it's growing.
Correct. You're only going to be charged interest on anything you've used.
Okay.
So let's say you qualified for $60,000, $10,000 you used up front, and the remaining $50,000 you left in the line of credit. And you might leave it there for a couple of years as a financial planning tool, just like you might put $50,000 into into a certificate of deposit. That line of credit is going to grow at the same interest rate that you're being charged. So you're being charged on the $10,000, and you're actually, if you want to call it, earning appreciation on what's sitting in the line of credit. I don't like to call it interest because it's not a taxable event. There's no 1099 W-2s. There's no tax forms involved with the reverse.
It's appreciating.
It's appreciating. Whether or not the house value is going up. So that line of credit, let's just say you put that $50,000 sitting there and you don't use it for 10 years. And now 10 years later, it's worth $80,000 or $90,000 because it just sat there and accumulated regardless of what your house is worth. And I will tell you a funny story about that. I met with an attorney to talk about a reverse mortgage, and she had a client call her, a gentleman, I believe he was in his 90s, who did a reverse several years ago and had the line of credit sitting there. And he called her and said, I'm going to take all of this money. And he said, I know my house value went down for whatever his circumstances were. He took the money out of the line of credit, technically overdrew the balance on the loan. So now he owed more than what the house is worth, invested that money somewhere because he said he's going to pass away in his house. He was not going to leave. And so when he goes to sell that house or his heirs sell that house, they will basically just hand over the keys to the lender because he's already spent more than what the house is worth.
And they're not liable. They're not on the hook for the difference between the loan value and the sales price.
Correct. It's what they call a non-recourse mortgage, which means the house is what's paying it back, not the borrower. So they could have a ton of money in their checking account, be overdrawn on the line or on the reverse mortgage, and they would not, them or their heirs are not responsible for it.
All right. That's what the mortgage insurance is that I'm
Correct.
Paying up front covers.
Correct.
Okay.
So what's happening is financial planners are looking at this as a financial tool in retirement. Everybody's fear in retirement is, how am I not going to run out of money? The fear that they're going to run out of money before they pass.
The stock market goes up and down, right?
Right. So if let's just say you have Social Security as a source of income, possibly a pension, which are getting fewer and farther between, and then also a portfolio, which might be a 401k or a IRA, anything like that, that you're drawing on so that you can maintain your lifestyle. The key thing now is to include the house in that group of buckets that you're able to pull money from. So if you've got that line of credit that's available to take money from, if you look at what's happened with the stock market in the last couple of years, everybody's portfolios have come down. There has been a lull in the market, if you want to call it. You could take the money out of, if you take the money out of the market, you are going to be taking it out when the value is lower. Okay. If instead you take it out of the line of credit for whatever you need that cash flow for, and then when the market comes back, take it from the market, you're now creating another bucket and therefore possibly preserving that portfolio for a longer period of time and trying to avoid that fear of running out of money.
I like that.
So financial planners are looking at it. There was a time when financial planners would never recommend a reverse mortgage because the fear was somebody's going to take money out against their house, borrow the money in essence, and put it into the stock market. Well, no reputable planner or loan officer is going to tell somebody, go borrow money and then gamble with it. So that's not what we're recommending for people. We're recommending it to complement your financial plan in retirement.
So there's, on the line of credit, if you don't use it, there's no charge. No use, correct. No charge. And so be strategic with your withdrawals.
Correct.
All right. Right. So
because you mentioned something before that the heirs are going to be concerned that there's going to be nothing left when they sell the house.
And I think that that's a legitimate concern.
Right.
Right. The idea that people, the families pass the house on generation after generation has slowly changed. We've become a more mobile society. People move. They don't necessarily want mom's house. They already have their own. So if you plan and use the money wisely, I'm not saying go on a shopping spree and go do whatever you want with the money.
Well, you're not going to monitor the lender or the bank, and you can't monitor what choose to use their money.
That's
correct. End, it's the family's responsibility.
Right. And everybody should have a will and have everything all lined up, because how many times do we hear of messes?
Money can be a huge problem when it involves various family members, and it can cause a lot of fights. So having a will and a power of attorney and those type of legal documents in place can prevent a lot of problems as far as that goes. So people will say, oh, well, I'm going to inherit mom's house, or, oh, that's okay, mom put me on the house to avoid a problem. That's another legal issue you really have to discuss with an attorney, because you may give your house to your kids and then find out that your kids are getting divorced and you've now given your house to a daughter or son-in-law that you no longer speak to.
Right.
So that is really an important legal issue you want to talk about with an attorney when you're doing, and all of it, when you're doing any kind of financial planning for retirement.
So it all works well together. There's a legal aspect of it, and so there's the financial aspect of it. So there's a lot of moving parts.
It's all about retirement planning. That's what it all. You want to involve your financial planner. You want to involve, hopefully, a lender such as myself. You want to involve an attorney, so that and possibly involve your family. You know, the some people think, oh, the reverse mortgage is a loan of last resort. I'm not going to do it till I'm in my 80s. And I have customers that do that. They've run out of everything else. They've used up all their savings. They're only living on Social Security. And now their medical needs might be a little bit more expensive, or they need a modification in the house. And they're doing it as a last resort. That's really not the best way to think about it. It used to be a loan of last resort. Now it's not. It's part of a thought out financial plan to ensure a good retirement.
So you've been doing loans for 30 years, and you've been primarily focused on the reverse mortgage for quite a while now.
Correct.
So there are people out there that utilize this as a valuable tool.
Oh, absolutely. There's several thousand people a month, probably on average 4,000 to 5,000 people a month across the country are doing a reverse mortgage.
And a reverse mortgage has been around since 1989. There's nothing new here.
Correct. The reverse mortgage started under President Reagan in 1989. And HUD tweaks it every year. They are trying to make it the best product they can. We've all learned from experience, and they do make some changes to it, hopefully to make it a good program that's going to be around for a long time.
How do credit scores come into play with a reverse mortgage?
Well, we do have to qualify somebody, which is just like any other mortgage. Our primary thing is to make sure the cash flow is there to cover taxes and insurance, because you do need to still pay them as the owner of the house. If there are issues on credit, they may need to be addressed. If it's a very serious issue, we may need to set up what they call a LISA, or a lifetime set aside, so that the bank can pay taxes and insurance moving forward. It's not really a deterrent. We're not basing it on credit scores. But of course, like everything else,
you have to look at it.
At.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Okay. With us today, Nancy Burns, the Reverse Mortgage Lady. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
You can find me on my website, reversemortgagelady.com, which would have all my contact information, or Use Your Home in Retirement. It's also another way to get to me. But my phone number here in Scranton is 570-586-1554.
Thank you, Nancy. Would you come back next week?
Absolutely.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.